Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Tonight's story, Paranormal Voices in the Basement. It was late winter in 1996, and we were in the market for a new home. My name is Dave, and my wife is Suzanne, but I just call her Sue. We got married just a few months before and received enough money from our parents to put down on a home of our own. We wanted to get the best deal that we could, so we weren't in any big hurry. But in the meantime, we were living with my wife's parents in a small home they owned in the back of their property. We lived in a small town in Georgia called Monroe, which is about an hour's drive from Atlanta. I worked in Atlanta, and my wife, Sue, is staying at home and learning to become an interior decorator. Sue is planning to start her own business just as soon as she finishes her course. I work as a medical lab assistant at Emory School of Medicine in Atlanta. We wanted to buy a home that was close to my work and live in a bigger city so that my wife could start her business and become successful. We decided to move to Atlanta, and that is where our paranormal story begins. After looking for several weeks, we found an older home that was built in the 1960s. This house was bigger than what we were looking for, but the price was so low we couldn't resist it. Our home was one of the largest homes on the block, and yet it was about $20,000 less than the other houses. We found out that the home was on the market for 9 months and wondered why someone else hadn't already bought it. Our home was all wood. It was 2 stories, 3 bedrooms with an office downstairs. It also had a basement that I planned on using for my photography. I love taking pictures and developing them, so I planned on making the basement a dark room. It was a very noisy home. One of the first things I noticed after moving in was that there was so much noise, especially when a storm would come up. This house had a lot of wood, had wood shutters, decorative trim, and a large front porch with wooden columns, so when the wind would blow, the house would make a lot of noise. We didn't have any shrubbery, which often buffers the wind, so our house sounded like a haunted movie. This was just something we were going to have to get used to. It wasn't just the wind, though. When the heater came on, our house would creak and pop. Sometimes it sounded like someone was walking around the house. Several times I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking that someone was in our house, but it was just the noise. I found a box in my basement. I started putting together my photography studio in the basement when I came across a strange-looking box. This box was made out of wood, and it had hinges holding on the lid. It was a little larger than a regular shoebox. I opened up the box and found photographs and newspaper clippings and a few pieces of jewelry. After going through the box, I determined it was probably left by the people who lived in the house before. I found the name on the back of one of the photos. And since I worked at the medical hospital, I had access to medical records. I looked up the person in the photo and got their current phone number and gave them a call. Well, sure enough, they had accidentally left the box, and they were happy that I had found it and have called them. I made arrangements for them to meet at my home so we could give them the box. That night, a couple came by our house to get the box, and we started talking. It turns out that the couple who moved into the house only stayed there for 30 days. Well, they were renters, and I asked, well, why did you move out after only 30 days? They seemed very reluctant to talk about it, but after a few minutes, they loosened up. They mentioned that the house was very noisy. Yes, I agree. This is one of the noisiest houses I have ever lived in, with all of the wind and the creaking, cracking, and popping. But they said, well, that's not what we were talking about. I said, well, what do you mean? They said, we heard people arguing all the time. I asked, you have neighbors who argue? They said, no, it was coming from inside the house. It was like whispering, but you could tell that they were mad at each other. It would start in the basement, and when we went down to check on the whispering, it would start upstairs in one of the bedrooms. The wife said, at first, I thought I was hearing things, but my husband heard it too. She asked me a question, do you believe in ghosts? I said, well, no, not really. She said, well, you will. And with that, they were gone. After they left, I started listening for ghosts or signs of an argument. Maybe it was just my imagination, but you know what? The wind, when it picks up, it does sound a lot like people are arguing. Maybe I can hear it because I'm just looking for it now. It's very vague, and I can't really follow the discussion, but it does sound like a whispering argument. I still didn't believe in ghosts. I talked it over with Sue, my wife, and asked her if she can hear whispering argument, and she said, well, yes, but it wasn't really scary, and it could have just been the wind. But then one night, my wife shook me awake, and she said, did you hear that? I said, what? She said, listen, someone is downstairs, and it sounds like they're having an argument. Go check it out. So I went downstairs with my wife close behind me, and as soon as we reached the bottom of the stairs, the sound stopped. My wife asked, what in the hell was that? At this point, we were both wide awake. So we went into the kitchen and had some hot chocolate and talked about the house and the fact that the other couple had moved in and out so quickly, and because they heard voices, they left. Sue said, let's call Ken, my brother, and get him to visit us. He is very sensitive about these kinds of things. He is a believer of unsettled spirits, and he even has some kind of equipment that can detect paranormal activity. Ken agreed and drove up from Hot Springs, Arkansas to spend the weekend with us. He brought some sound-activated digital audio recorders with him and placed them around the house and just waited. Ken said, maybe we should do a seance. I said, what? I'm really not into that, Ken. Well, he said, well, maybe if we could make a connection, we could find out why you keep hearing voices. So I talked to Sue about this, and she said, Ken has a lot of experience with this. So reluctantly, I went along with the idea. That night, Ken set up a few candles and turned off all the lights. The wind was blowing, and there was a lot of noises in the house. The house seemed louder than before. Ken started chanting and went into some kind of trance and started shaking and moaning. We heard very strange noises coming from the basement. Ken finally started to come back around like he had been in some kind of dream. Ken looked at me and Sue just like he was looking right through us, and he said, we need to get the hell out of here right now. We can talk about this later, but for now, we need to leave. He scared me to death, and I was more than willing to leave. We gathered up all of Ken's audio recorders and left the house. We checked into a motel a few miles from the house. After we checked into the motel, Ken came over to our room, and we all sat down and talked about what had just happened. Ken said, you need to sell this house and move out. It's not going to end very well. He said, "These are very evil spirits, and they are locked into this house. They are never going to leave it. Whoever lives in this house is going to be in constant danger. These are very unstable spirits, and they could rob you of your soul." We started listening to the audio recorders, and sure enough, there were some very strange voices coming out of them. I couldn't make out any of the words, but just from the tone of the voices, you could tell that it was a violent argument. I asked, "What kind of language is this? I can't understand a word they are saying." And Ken said, "That's because the voices are in reverse." Ken went on to explain that sometimes paranormal connections will speak in reverse. What we heard on the audio recorder scared the hell out of us.
"This is my house. Get out."
Sue said that she was never going back into that house again, and that we needed to sell the house. She didn't even want to go back to the house during the day to move, so we needed to hire movers. I wanted to know why these paranormal spirits were living in our house. So I went to the newspaper archives, and I looked up my address, and sure enough, there was a story. A story about a man who killed his wife and then committed suicide right in our home. This information sent ice water down my spine. I continued to read about the husband, and he was known to be a violent, unstable person, and he had a history of hurting people. He ended up killing his wife with a knife and then shot himself. Now I know why the house was so cheap. It seems that we were not the first owners who bought the house and moved out in the middle of the night. I researched the tax records and found out that the house was sold 8 times during the past 20 years. We moved back into my wife's parents' house, and it took us 4 months to sell our house. Sometimes a low-priced house means they are hiding something, and the next time I buy another home, I'm going to do a thorough background check.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror. Ha 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 ha